contractor facing murder charges stemming from the June 2013 deadly Center City, Philadelphia building collapse says he never authorized demolition using a giant excavator. He also denies being told that a wall was in imminent danger of collapse. General contractor Griffin Campbell wrapped up his testimony today. He pointed the finger at those above and below him for facilitating the collapse of a wall onto the Salvation Army thrift store on West Market Street, which killed six, injuring 13 others. Joining me now is WHYY's Aaron Mozell, who was sitting in on the testimony. Aaron, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight. Now, Griffin Campbell has been on the stand since yesterday. What did his attorneys ask him?
So, yeah, he took the stand yesterday, late afternoon. Bill Hobson, who's his lawyer, he spent a good deal of time asking him about his work experience, his sort of knowledge of demolition. So Campbell tells jurors that he held a number of jobs before being hired to demolish the properties on Market Street. He worked at a lumber yard, a gas station. He also ran a food truck with his wife for two decades. Campbell didn't do any demolition until 2012. That's when he's hired to take down a row home on Erie Avenue in North Philadelphia. And he also doesn't have a general contractor's license until the start of January 2013. This is, 6 months before the collapse.
Apparently getting that general contractor's license requires filling out a one-page application and putting down $200.
That's right. No tests, just kind of sliding the money across the counter and getting the permit. That's right. So Campbell agrees to take the Market Street job. This is by far his biggest that he's ever attempted, obviously. He's just done a row home. That's about it. And he says he takes the job for a couple reasons. Number one, the site's architect, Plato Marinakis, he tells him he'll guide him through the demolition. Campbell says that it was his idea, this is Marinakis, to take the building front to back instead of top down, that is starting from the roof and working your way down. That's important because witnesses have testified that the building should have been taken down top to bottom and by hand, given that it was next to an occupied structure. That's the Salvation Army. And the second reason Campbell says he takes the job is because Marinakis makes it clear to him that there would be a lot more work afterwards. Campbell at the time has some debt that he wants to get rid of.
So that's the essence of the defense. What did prosecutors come back with?
So on cross today, prosecutors asked Campbell about a number of conversations witnesses testified about that kind of dealt with the safety of the site and particularly the wall that crushed the Salvation Army store. This includes testimony given by former workers, including Sean Benscop, who's the excavator operator, who was also charged, criminally charged after the collapse. It also includes an interview Campbell had with someone from OSHA after the collapse. OSHA is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. And over, Campbell refutes or denies what these witnesses have said under oath. Marinakis, Benscop, and other employees testified that they shared concerns about the wall that crushed the store. Campbell says those conversations didn't happen. During the OSHA interview, prosecutors say Campbell said that the day of the collapse, Campbell instructed Benscop to put metal debris in a dumpster and work on the eastern wall. Campbell said he only told Benscop to move the debris and not to touch the building.
Let's note that Plato Marinakis has not been criminally charged. In fact, he's received immunity from prosecution. Sean Benscop has pleaded guilty. What's the status? Remind us the charges that Campbell's facing.
So Campbell, at this point in the game, is facing life in prison because he rejected a plea deal, the same plea deal, in fact, that Benscop was offered. Basically, that deal is the third-degree murder charges were dropped. He pleaded to everything else. And in exchange, he's facing no more than 10 to 20 years in prison. He could get less. Obviously, that's up to the judge. And that's why we're here at this trial. That's why we're here at this stage of the game. You mentioned Marinakis. He was offered immunity for testifying as part of the district attorney's grand jury investigation. And I should also mention here that Richard Bassiano, the owner, has not been criminally charged.
So with Campbell now testifying, what stage of the trial are we in? What's next?
So we're at the very, very end here. I would expect closing to happen tomorrow, and then the jury will get the case and make their decision. Who knows how long that'll take, but we can assume sometime next week we'll get a verdict.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
WHYY's Aaron Mozell reporting on Newsworks tonight.